Today is Friday, April 29th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is sponsored by Credit Karma. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you. Apply with more confidence today. The January 6th House Committee has officially sent out their save the dates. According to preliminary planning, the committee has tentatively scheduled public hearings for primetime slots from June 9th through the end of that month, kicking off with a primetime evening slot. So instead of Americans watching a dramatic network procedural about violent crime, Americans will watch a dramatic congressional hearing about violent crime. I expect it'll be at least as dramatic as season 87 of Grey's Anatomy. President Biden asked Congress yesterday for another $33 billion in aid for Ukraine. The request for an additional aid package signaled that the U.S. is prepared to invest in this campaign against Russia in backing Ukraine. The White House says that they expect this aid to support Ukraine's needs for 5 months, with Biden saying, quote, "The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly." In other revenue-generating efforts, the White House unveiled a legislative package that would allow the federal government to sell assets seized from Russian oligarchs and use the proceeds for military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. So far, more than a dozen yachts belonging to Russian oligarchs, worth approximately $2.5 billion, have been seized in several countries worldwide. I myself am mostly stunned that $2.5 billion worth of yachts is still in the dozens. The U.S. economy shrunk 1.4% during the first 3 months of the year, for the weakest quarter since the early days of the pandemic. The decline was due to slow growth in inventories, low exports, and low government spending, but slightly bolstered by slight growth in consumer spending. I think it's time we rebrand impulse shopping as freedom shopping. It is FDA Friday, and Moderna is officially seeking emergency authorization for their vaccine for children ages 6 months to 6 years after their data showed that their two-shot regimen generated a strong immune response in children. And just to show how much they care about our respiratory systems, the FDA announced yesterday that they are proposing a ban on menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Per the CDC, teenagers and Black people are more likely to smoke menthol cigarettes than other groups, so these rules are intended to reduce tobacco-related health disparities. You know, if the government wants to continue banning things that have done targeted damage to marginalized communities, maybe we should introduce them to some urban power plants. And for our last story this week, it is a depressing one. I'm sorry. The Oklahoma State House passed a bill yesterday that would ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill is modeled after the restrictive Texas abortion ban, complete with the $10,000 bounty expansion pack. This measure was previously passed by the Oklahoma Senate, so once the bill is signed, which trust me, it's happening, it will go into effect immediately. Which is so soon that if you get pregnant at the beginning of the musical Oklahoma, you could be banned from getting an abortion by the end. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Credit Karma. Credit Karma partners with a wide range of card issuers, so you can be sure that you are exploring all sorts of options. Best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you your chances of approval before you even apply, helping you apply with more confidence. Comparing cards on Credit Karma is 100% free and won't affect your credit scores. Apply with more confidence today. And if you're ready to find the card for you, head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.